For many people in West Medford, education did not end with high school. An agreement with Tufts allowed many students to start attending university classes while still enrolled in high school, so that they would be prepared for the rigors of college education upon their graduation. Listen as one of the Fur Sisters recounts her days in these classes.
Tufts had made an arrangement with Medford High School that some of its best English students could go there on Saturday morning if they were college bound, and they could sit in classes, any class that they chose, and take notes, learn how to take very organized notes. And that would be a skill that would help them by the time you got to college.
Right.
You know, I mean, nobody made big deal out of it. Tufts opened up the doors, we went.
Mm-hmm.
We were students who sat across the back of the room, and we learned how to take notes from the course. And I was going to be a biology major, so not only did I have to take notes, but I had to learn how to draw pictures. But I swear that when you get to Tufts, find somebody who can draw. You take the notes. Let them take the drawing and then put the thing together after class, and that's what I did.
Even once accepted into college, it wasn't always easy for West Medford students to attend. Listen as Mrs. Dorothy Elizabeth Tucker details the community's involvement in getting their children through college.
And all of us have supported somebody else in terms of their education, and not necessarily our kids, somebody else's kids as well.
The commitment in West Medford to supporting education is a centerpiece of the interpersonal bonds that have built this community. With the many steps taken to improve education over the years, the West Medford community has instilled the values of hard work and community support in residents of all races, economic backgrounds, and of all generations.